Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this year's finalists in the EY Entrepreneur of the Year competition have just been announced, and it's a bumper group. As we do every year on this show, we'll be following the finalists on their journey, which next month will see us bring you the show from Cape Town in South Africa. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm delighted to be joined now by Roger Wallace of EY, who's the partner lead of the programme, and also by two of this year's finalists, who are Orla Ryan from Shorla Oncology and David Maguire, who's the CEO of the BNRG Group. So we'll talk to the two finalists in a second, but maybe, Roger, we'd start with you. Another year, another competition, and the quality of finalists, I don't know where you get them, but it seems to be absolutely extraordinary.
Entrepreneurship is alive and well right across the island of Ireland, Bobby. We 200 nominations this year, so the most we've ever had, the tightest judging we've ever had. Frankly, I don't know how the judges managed to whittle it down
to
four finalists. And there are 24 truly incredible entrepreneurs and businesses in there.
And how much of, I suppose, the ability to get people, 200 people to apply, do you put down to the prior years of experience, the amount of businesses that have done business with each other, the fact, I suppose, that people now see it as a really wonderful opportunity for networking, to promote their own business.
You're right. So the big attraction, and the guys can tell you themselves, I suppose, but the big attraction, we believe, is the quality of the alumni. So there's now well over 600 former finalists, and the only way into this unique group is through this judging process to be a finalist. So, you know, these people build friendships with each other, they trade with each other, invest with each other, they go through that entrepreneurial journey with each other. It's truly incredible.
Okay.
Social media doesn't hurt, you know, and you know what? If they can see it, they can be it. We've got an ever-broadening range of entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial businesses, and people follow that.
Okay. Right, let's meet a couple of the finalists that you've kindly brought in with you here today. Orla Ryan, CTO and co-founder of Shorla Oncology. Orla, you're very welcome. It all happened in Clonmel, County Tipperary. Tell us more.
Thank you for your time this morning. So, as you mentioned, my name is Orla Ryan, co-founder and CTO of Shorla Oncology. Together with Sharon Cunningham, we co-founded the company in 2018.
2018, okay.
And we take existing oncology products and do something novel or different with them to make them better for the patient.
So, again, just boiling that down, you're taking a product that is maybe not working in the market as it should, maybe is what that is not perfected in some way, or that you can apply to another use or another market.
Exactly, Bobby. Or, for example, it's now used more often in a different population, example, pediatric population, than the population it was originally developed for. So looking at how that's administered, looking at the pain points for the parents, for the caregivers, the oncology nurses, and seeing what we can do better to have a positive impact and ease the pain for the patient.
Okay, very, very interesting. Stay with us, and because we'll ask you more detailed questions. David Maguire, founder and CEO of the BNRG Group, solar energy, PV projects right across the globe. David, tell us a little bit about you and indeed your business.
Sure, thanks. Delighted to be here, Bobby. So we started the business in 2007. We're kind of really a veteran in what is a very young sector, solar, but we're driven by trying to solve climate change. And how we do that is deploy large-scale solar across the globe in various countries. So we're active in Australia, Canada, the US, Ireland and the UK at the moment with a team of 50. And we very much look ahead. So we're very tech driven. So we look at what tech is likely to be deployed in 3 or 5 years' time. We start modeling that. So that enables us to go into markets that are not active at the moment. So we've got first mover advantage in many of the markets that we were in.
So are you actually selling a solar panel per se,
no,
or you're selling a project?
We're an independent sort of power producer. So what we do is we develop, we build, and we operate these solar power plants.
Okay.
And our customers are utilities. They buy the electricity off us.
Okay.
And we're driven to sell that electricity at the lowest possible price, because we believe that we can reduce the cost of wholesale electricity. Solar is the cheapest form of generation in the world in terms of cost.
Right. So if we look at a typical project then, Dave, is there a farmer, somebody who owns the land, then somebody who puts in, how many players are there? The composite project.
Well, first and foremost, there's the landowner, the farmers. And really, it's nearly always farmers, but there's some big corporates that we work with as well. And we engage with them. And from an agricultural perspective, like, farming is a really difficult business. And this helps diversify that income. But we'll lease the land off them for 40 years, which gives a really good sort of revenue stream. Then there's also local communities, because local communities are very involved in what we do and we engage with them. And then there's the utilities we sell the power to as well. In some instances, we might sell direct to corporates. We're doing a lot of that in the US at the moment.
Yeah.
But they're the core stakeholders, really.
Yeah. Back to you, Roger, just having heard, and two very different businesses. And again, if we look at it across the 24 finalists, you really do get a diversity of, you know, of talent, of trades, of markets.
I know, but if you look at the themes here, so, you know, with Orla's business, this is a business that's gone from, developing drugs, a really scientific business, all the way through to commercialization of those drugs in the biggest markets in the world, like the United States, for a young company. Outstanding ambition, an Irish business scaling around the world. And Dave has just talked about, you know, solving that energy crisis, that climate crisis in countries all around the world. I think the theme is Irish companies striving to be relevant wherever. And that is, you know, that's frankly brilliant for Ireland. It makes us very relevant in the world as an island with only kind of 5.5 million people on it.
Yeah. Orla, what attracted you to enter the competition?
As an entrepreneur, Bobby, every day is a school day.
Yeah.
I think what a better group of people to be engaged with to, leverage their experience. You know, the alumni are so invested in the group. That was so evident when we had the finalist night on Thursday. And perhaps, you know, expand business opportunities.
Do you think that being involved in the competition has helped change maybe your mindset, that you maybe might have a different vision for the business or an improved vision for the business?
Absolutely.
As a result of participating?
And when we talk about ambition and markets, the US is our initial and main target market, but that's not to say we will expand in other markets.
Right.
And really, you know, being able to engage with entrepreneurs who have done that, you know, and who can share the warts and all stories is really something that is so beneficial and really something that we hope to gain.
Yeah. And one of the other things, Dave, is that, and again, from my own involvement in the program, which is over a decade now, again, I can see the internationalization. You know, in the earlier days, it was very much an Irish focus, maybe some stuff in the UK. But now everybody seems to have a global outlook, which is absolutely fantastic.
Well, there's no question. The ambition is there. And I think when you look at Irish businesses, and we were talking about this earlier, is their ability to really punch above our weight. Because when you travel as an Irish business person or you're an Irish business team, you're able to engage at every level with society in those new markets. You know, we also don't have colonial baggage.
Yeah. Well, we might have a bit.
It's easier to cut a deal.
Yeah.
And I think we also tell a story. Irish people have a way of engaging with others. I think that we just click. So I think the international sort of ambition that these two businesses have and what's been achieved, well, you see it right through the finalists as well.
Yeah.
Serious ambition coming from, it's a little bit like Irish rugby. You know, there's a relatively small pool, but that too, pool is incredibly well talented.
Yeah, we can punch well above our weight. Roger, in terms of Cape Town, South Africa, we're delighted to be broadcasting from there with you as part of the event in a few weeks' time. What can we expect we're certainly excited. What can we expect as a group?
And it's fantastic that you're there with us to tell the story as well, Bobby. I mean, look, our first time on the continent of Africa, and indeed we're kind of using Cape Town as our base to explore, you know, Irish business opportunities in South Africa and across the continent. We're going to see, you know, the best of, best of executive education in Africa, the best of South African business, funding, entrepreneurship, innovation. We're going to learn a lot about society, you know. Hopefully 24 finalists plus, of course, 65 alumni. There'll be nearly 100 entrepreneurs travelling. You know, they're going to get a real insight into how to make a success of business on the continent of Africa. And, you know, you've got to remember, Africa is where population is going to grow in the next 30, 40 years. Absolutely. It's where consumer economies are going to grow. And it's probably the least explored, you know, continent for Irish business and, look, global business around the world.
Sure. Well, look, we look forward to it. Firstly, I want to thank our guest, Orla Ryan from Shorta Oncology. Orla, you're very welcome and every success. Thank you, too, to Dave McGuire, founder and CEO of the BNRG Group. Thanks, Dave, and looking forward to get to know you a bit more on the trip. And Roger, indeed, thank you again for letting us into your world and, indeed, hosting the EY Entrepreneur of the Year competition, which is so important for so many Irish businesses.
Thank you, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.